Yes, Markham. Well, the district attorney is behind a locked door. Most interesting, Markham. How do I get in?
This way, Vance. Am I unlocking the door?
Good evening, Vance.
Hello, Markham. All this secrecy indicates an occasion I should enjoy. Am I correct?
It's quite possible, Vance. Please sit down.
Thank you. Well, you sent for me, Markham. I'm here. Shall we ask your other visitor to come in here from the next room so we can get started?
You knew I had someone waiting next door.
Certainly. You wouldn't lock yourself in, Markham. As long as I've known you, I've never seen you display a single evidence of fear. You locked your door, therefore you are trying to protect someone. Whom?
My only surprise is that you didn't know that, too. It's an informer, Vance, a stool pigeon. Come in, Ricker.
Yeah, D.A., here I am.
Ricker, this is Philo Vance. I want you to tell him what you told me a while ago.
Oh, gee, D.A., what I told you was personal, just between friends.
Please include me among your friends, Van Ricker.
Do I have to tell this guy what I told you, D.A.?
I wish you would.
Okay, then. Okay. Listen, Vance, the D.A. and I has got a deal. When I hear something he ought to know, only nobody will tell him, I tell him.
Nobody will tell him, so you tell him.
Sure, sure. Listen, Vance. There's a dame due to hit this town this week, and she's going to start running things here the same as she ran them in the Midwest. And where she goes, trouble goes, too. Big trouble. Killings, bank holdups, kidnappings, the works. Yeah, that's what I was telling the DA.
A woman is coming to town, and that means trouble, eh? Well, that's not too strange an association.
Well, I don't know about that. All I know is this town's going to break wide open when she shows up. And that's going to be soon.
Really? Ricker, tell me, who is this woman?
You mean, what's her name? Search me. I don't know. All I know is she's tall and dark and terrific looking. And she always wears dresses of one color only. Nobody knows her name. Everybody calls her the Lady in Blue.
It'll be my suggestion, Danny, not to let the lady in blue into this office.
Legal advice or a friendly tip?
A friendly tip, Danny, actuated by the fact that I wish to be retained by you as your lawyer for quite some time yet.
Meaning I may not be around long running things if I let the lady in blue in here. Well, we'll see. Davy, let her come in. Out, mouthpiece. That door there. Call me later.
I hope you'll be able to answer the phone when I do. Bye.
Davy, I said to send that to...
Hello, Danny. Aren't you going to ask me to sit down, Danny?
I as soon as I can breathe normal again. You're the lady in blue?
That's what I've been called. You knew I was coming to town?
Everybody knew it. What do you want with me?
I'd like to do business with you, Danny. Things are a little slow where I came from. I need activity. I can find things to do here. Things you're already doing.
All right. I get that. But the way you look, the way you're dressed, the way you talk, what do you want with rackets?
Rackets, Danny? I'm not associated with any rackets. I do things more legitimately. My methods may be a little illegal, but my enterprise is on. For instance, you're in a racket. I've suddenly decided to be your partner.
Nice deciding. What if I don't like? I know you brought a couple of your boys along, so don't think I'm doing tough.
No, you're too smart to play that way, Dan. You have a bodyguard in the next room. I have one of my boys watching him. I don't know about yours, but mine shoots straight. And often. Do you talk to him?
Take that hood of yours out of here, lady, and you go with him. We don't have nothing to talk about.
No. Tony.
Don't let him come in, Davy.
You saw me, lady? Davy here is giving me some trouble.
Davy. He shot Davy.
Only in his arm. I don't like guys with full guns. You call me, lady?
Yes, Tony. Just as a protective measure. Danny, we'll drop our business discussion for the day, but we'll meet again.
We'll meet again, lady. I promise you that. I'll find out what your game is.
I'm sure you will. Only, as a glance in the next room will tell you, we're both playing the same game. But the score is 1-0 in my favor. How do you do, madame? May I help you with your selection? It's quite possible. You own this shop. Yes, I am Madame Marie. Madame, you have a beautiful figure. And I have the creation that will set off the blue of your eyes. Please come with me. We can do business here, Madame Marie. I'm not interested in gowns. I'm interested in working for you. Working? A woman like you is looking for a position? Not exactly. Madame Marie, effective today, everything which you purchase from manufacturers here and abroad must go through me, a service for which I charge 10%. Do you understand? No. No, I do not. You will. Oh, now, there's a beautiful gown, that blue evening mat. An import, of course. How much is it? $400. But I still do not know what you're trying to do. I need no one to buy it for me.
You'll change your mind.
I'll take that gown. Send it to me at the Richmore Street. 928. Oh, 400, you said? Very well, then you are. Good day, Madame Marie. Oh, well, you'll be hearing from me.
You know what that means.
Evelyn, I'm not to be disturbed. I'm going into my office. Dearest, this cannot happen.
Yes.
Monsieur Danny?
Never mind the mature business. I got trouble enough.
Danny, this is Marie from the dress shop. 6 months ago, I joined your association. You promised me I'd never be disturbed by anyone. Just now, I was disturbed.
By a tall, good-looking doll dressed in blue?
Yes. She didn't know I was already a member of your association, did she? I mean, that must be it. She just didn't know.
She knew all right. Only she told me she's moving in and she's doing it. I'm going to see her. Something tells me she's going to be moving right out again.
Sit down, Ben. We're quite alone and there's nothing for you to be afraid of. You like my new gown? I bought it today.
I like the gown, lady. It's your ideas on doing business I don't like. You're cutting in on Madame Marie, I understand.
Well, as long as you understand, I see no need to discuss it then. You like the gown really, don't you?
Listen, lady, I don't like what's going on here. I was doing all right. I was doing fine, and you cut yourself in. I'm not taking it, lady. I'm telling you now, I'm not taking it.
But then, is there really anything you can do? Look, would you care to take me to the theater tomorrow? I'll wear this new blue gown. I've some wonderful blue eyeshadow that matches and luminous stardust for my hair. You'll be very proud of me, darling.
You want me to take you to the theater? Hey, lady, you go for me a little?
Why?
Why? On account of you're only the most terrific dame I've ever seen, that's why. Say, you want me to take you to the theater?
Is it a date, then?
Oh, it could be, lady. It could be. So you like me a little, huh? Well, I like you a lot, lady. You got what I ain't got. Glad.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Lady, come here a minute. I always wanted to know what it would feel like to have a 12 dame like you on my arm. Come here, lady. Come on.
You want me to take
you? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, lady. Oh, lady, this is living.
Hey.
What did you clip me for?
I step on ants when they start to crawl, Danny. You affect me the same way.
Oh, I do, huh? You don't want to play then, do you? Step rough. Okay, if that's the way you want it, that's the way you're going to get it. Lady, you're going to be sorry you slapped me in a kisser. Take my word for it.
Really? What are you going to do?
Plenty. I'll fix you for this, lady, beginning now. You know that date we had for the theater? Well, it's off. Fool around with that.
Well, Mr. Markham, we got another murder.
Oh, I see, Sergeant Hicks. Danny Claxton, isn't he?
He was. That's the way we found him, lying face up here in his apartment, knife in his heart.
Hmm. Vance will be interested in that when he gets here, Heath. Coincidentally, I had to wake him up. After all, only homicide detectives and district attorneys stay awake all night.
Call him back and tell him to stay away, D.A. We can solve this murder without him. I'll have the guy who knocked off Claxton within a week.
You know, Heath, I was living in hope that you'd bring Claxton in one of these days so we could send him up the river where he belongs.
Someone sent him down the river. Hello, Martin.
Hello, Vance. Sorry to get you out of bed.
I'm sorry you got out of bed, too.
Good evening, Sergeant Heath. So this is a big-time racketeer's apartment. And that a big-time racketeer's corpse.
We're waiting for some men from the morgue to remove the body, Vance. Sergeant Heath has had the knife that killed Claxton taken to headquarters.
Where it is. See him take the fingerprints right now.
I hope you'll find some. A knife killed Claxton, eh, Martin?
Yes, Vance, a knife. Well, we have a corpse, and so far, three suspects.
Really? Who are they?
Well, there's a lady in blue whom we were warned about last night, remember, by my personal informant?
Yes, of course.
And there's a cold-blooded killer named Tony who works for the lady. We got him right away, but he's out on bail.
Wonderful device, that business of bail. Who's the third?
A former attorney who was Danny's business advisor, a man named Smythe.
Also out on bail, I suppose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Heath.
Yeah, then. What can't I do for you?
Find anything in the room that might be a clue?
Not a thing. But maybe you will. You generally do. But look, don't bother me, Vance. I'm busy.
Well, Vance, you want to look around or shall we go?
We might just as well go. Apparently, there are no clues to be uncovered. Coming, Sergeant Heath?
Sure, I'm coming. I'll leave the man outside the door to wait for those guys from the morgue. Turn off the light, will you, D.A.?
Certainly.
Holy mackerel, it's dark in here. Open the door, will you, D.A.? It's right next to the switch.
Certainly, I'll get it right here.
Don't open that door, Markham. What? Don't do it for a second, anyhow.
Oh. Hey, Vance. What are you staring into a dark room for? You can't see anything. Hey, where'd you go?
I'm over here by the party, Lee. And I did see something. Something very interesting.
In the dark?
Yes. You can open that door now, if you like, Martin.
Hey, Vance, what could you possibly see on that corpse in a dark room?
I'll tell you about it sometime, Sergeant Heath. At about the same time that I tell it to the murderer.
This is District Attorney Markham. The Blue Lady murder case developed as a result of the knifing of Danny Claxton, whose reign as racket king has been challenged by a glamorous woman known as the Lady in Blue. As Vance had anticipated, there were no fingerprints on the knife. Suspects include the lady, her favorite gunman, Tony, and a disbarred lawyer named Smythe, who might well inherit Claxton's racket empire with him dead. Vance found some sort of clue in Claxton's darkened apartment after I'd asked him there. And, since all suspects are out on bail, he phoned to tell me he was going to the Richmore Hotel to see the lady in blue. He could hear about her.
Please sit down, Mr. Vance. I've been waiting to meet you. And, it's been your favorite prayer.
Thank you. You know, if there should be a mental contest between us, one of us must lose. In view of that and my self-confidence, I appreciate your hospitality.
You mean if there is a contest, I won't win? If you knew as much about me as I about you, you might not be so certain. We're very much alike.
I'd hate to believe that. You and Danny Claxton didn't like each other, did you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that exactly. He was quite fond of me.
That's not difficult to understand.
You know, Vance, I'd like you to tell me something. Something about me.
Yes?
What do you think of me?
Are you quite sure you want me to tell you?
Quite.
Well, as a woman, you're perfectly gowned, beautiful,
excited. Exciting, dear?
Very much so. Many men must have fallen in love with you.
Many men? Yes. In one man.
Is there something else I might tell you about yourself?
You've told me what I want to be here.
There's no question about that. Of course, I could go further. Let's take a surface view. The gown you're wearing is startling, but it's right for you. The jewelry is exquisite. Your hair becoming fashionable, but too perfectly groomed. Nothing is wrong with you, lady. Therefore, something is wrong with you.
Oh, please don't stop that.
If I were you, I don't think I'd strive so for effect. That hairdo of yours, for instance. What are those little things that glisten on top of it?
Oh, that's stardust. When light hits, it has the effect of sparkling.
You couldn't possibly be content to not stand out under a no light. A theater, for example.
No, you're quite right. For occasions like that, there's a room with stardust on it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Oh, yes. Frank, I like you. You're the man I never met in my life. Do you understand what I mean?
I think so. And under other circumstances, something must be done about that.
Not under these?
I'm afraid not. I'm engaged in a murder investigation. Though I must admit that for the last few moments I've neglected it a bit. Will you tell me something?
Anything. What do you mean?
Danny Claxton was murdered in his apartment last night. Were you ever in that apartment?
No.
So the contest commences. The gauntlet has been hurled.
And the challenge accepted.
Oh, expecting company?
Not that I know of.
I was just leaving. I'll answer the door. Lady, may I say that this has been one of the most pleasant interviews I've ever had?
Just a moment. I'm glad you said that. No matter what happens from here on, I'll remember that. You did something to me. I shouldn't like what you did. But I did. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, my. Go right in.
Lady, I've got to talk to you. What did Vance want here?
What is it you want here?
Lady, I work for Danny Claxton. I know everything he did. How he operated, who paid him, and whom he paid. I imagine you're taking over here. I could be valuable to you.
My intention in coming here was to take over. Now I'm Mr. Shea.
I beg your pardon?
Nothing. So you want to transfer your allegiance from the dead to the living, Mr. Shea. You want to save me.
With Danny out of the way, why not?
Was it you who saw to it that Danny was out of the way?
Did I kill him? Why, lady, what difference does that make? The king is dead. Long live the queen.
Wait a minute, Mr. Markham. Let me go to work on this Tony here. I talk a language you can understand. Tony, sit up in that chair.
Don't bother me.
He's all yours, Sergeant Heath. I hope you get something out of him. You have my best wishes, but also my greatest doubts.
You talk to me. Tony, listen.
You bore me, Tapper.
I'll bore you. I'll do something to you, bring you. Leave me. Look, you work for the lady in blue. She told you to knock off Danny Claxton, so you knocked him off.
With a knife?
Sure, with a knife. Oh, I know all about how you're a gun-toter. I know your reputation, but you pulled a switch to toss us off. You hoped. You killed Claxton, didn't you? Or did you, or didn't you?
Didn't I? Go away, Heath. Go far away. I can't see nobody will look for you.
You start talking or nobody will ever find you. Tony, get this.
Hold it,
you...
Heath. Who is it?
Sorry, Markham. Vance.
Wait a second, Vance. I'll be right out.
Sorry. You killed Danny Claxton, and I'm going to...
Hello, Vance.
Glad I found you, Markham.
It sounds like you've got news on the Claxton killing, Vance.
Oh, that. I suspected last night who killed Claxton.
You did?
Certainly. This afternoon, I visited the lady in blue. Just as I was leaving, Claxton's former employee, Mr. Spies, came in. My appearance there was very fortunate. You see, I thought I'd known who killed Claxton. But now I have proof.
Oh, man, don't just stand there as if you told me it looked like it might rain tomorrow. Who killed Claxton?
I know, Markham. But I have no evidence that would satisfy a jury. Ask the lady in blue, her friend Tony, and Mr. Smythe up to my apartment at 9 tonight. You and Heath be there, too. I think I'll supply the proof we need at that time. May I take the liberty of using a moment or two to describe this knife I'm holding?
Come on, Vance. I've wasted enough time getting these three people up to your apartment.
A moment more won't hurt you. Now, please, everyone, look at this knife. It's Arabian. The handle is of ivory, and the blade, solid steel. I've selected this knife because it closely resembles the one used to kill Danny Claxton. Now, for the purpose of this experiment, I need an assistant. Someone to pose as the murderer. May I ask the lady in blue?
Why, certainly, then. What is it you'd like me to do?
For one thing, I'd like you to look slightly less glamorous. It's completely demoralizing, distracting, and downright inconsiderate.
Really? I was hoping you'd like this gun. That's why I wear it.
Will you take this knife, please, lady, and hold it in your right hand?
Like this?
That's fine. Thank you. Markham.
Yes?
Please stand over by the door, next to the light switch, will you?
Of course, I'll be right over here.
Now, Tony, please don't fall asleep. This might be interesting to you.
Yeah, I know.
And Mr. Smythe. I'd like you in particular to watch and see how close I come to showing exactly how Danny Claxton was killed. First, let me ask all three of you. Were any of you ever in Mr. Claxton's apartment?
I never was.
Not me. Well, I'd been there, but not in the past week.
Very well. Now, my very intriguing lady in blue, you have the knife. I'm going to show everyone what happened the other night. You, lady, will pretend to be the murderer. I'll be Claxton. Now, you slip up behind me. Please get behind me. Throw your left arm around my neck. As you do that, I try to reach back with my hand to seize the knife like this.
Vance, be careful. You're ruining my hairdo with your hand.
I'm sorry. Markham, will you turn out the lights, please, all of them?
Turn out the lights? I don't know why either of these, but maybe I'd better turn them off. Okay. I don't see a thing. Neither does anybody.
I think you will now. Everybody, please look at my right hand. The hand that just touched the hair of the lady in blue.
Vance, the hand is glowing.
Hey, what have you got on your hand, Vance? Radium?
Not exactly. It's just proof that the lady in blue stabbed Claxton.
You were too clever, Vance. But you'll never live to prove what you think. I'll see to it.
Vance, he's got that knife. Look out. Keith, the lights. Turn on those lights.
Right, D.A.
He stabbed Vance. Keith, do something. Do something.
I'll do something, all right, D.A. I'll open that door and let my cops in. We'll drag it downtown.
That isn't necessary. If you want me at headquarters, I'll go. Mr. Markham.
Yes?
You saw me stab Vance. I killed Claxton the same way. I don't know how Vance figured it, and you'll never know now. But he was right. I'm ready, Mr. Martin. Nothing's very important anymore. I've just killed the only man that ever interested me.
Come in, Markham. Come in.
Hi, Vance. Sleep well?
Wonderfully. Sorry I had to put on that act last night. Did it scare you?
Definitely. Let's see that trick knife of yours, Vance.
Nothing much to it, Markham. Here it is. The blade disappears into the handle when you touch the point. See?
Why, yes, of course. Had me worried for a while last night, though. Well, Vance, I know now that you killed Claxton, but you knew before. Was it whatever you found when we turned out the lights in Claxton's apartment that told you the lady in blue had killed him?
Yes, it was. It was Claxton's right hand, Markham. It glowed in the dark. Because it had touched the hair of the lady in blue, and on her hair was a glamour accessory, a phosphorescent preparation known as stardust.
I see.
As soon as I found the lady in blue wore stardust, I knew it was she who'd been at Claxton's apartment.
Ah, the lady in blue was a lovely woman, Vance. Lovely to look at.
But hardly delightful to know. So for a moment at her apartment yesterday afternoon, I was beginning to find it hard to believe that.
Well, Vance, you did it again.
Yes, Markham, I guess this is the end of the Blue Lady murder case. But I wish the lady in blue had had a different beginning. Thank you.
Thank you.